8-6-2-2-3.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we have some great information coming for you today. We have some information about a brand new canner. We've talked a little bit about it a few weeks ago, but it's called Tropicana Canner, and this is an incredible plant. I grew a few last year, was totally impressed. And we have asked Anthony Tesla to join us again this morning and to kind of give you some more information about this incredible canna plant. Anthony, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. On a beautiful day, I hope.
Well, hopefully things will get better. I mean, it is the end of March, and the weather gets better and better, and we'll be in the garden before we know it.
Excellent.
Now, a few weeks ago, we talked about this incredible canna plant that you discovered and hybridized. Can you give us a little bit more information to refresh our minds?
Yeah, the Tropicana, it is... If you've seen cannas and had views of cannas, it'll totally change once you've seen a Tropicana. The leaves have got multicoloured with stripes of orange, green, gold, sometimes a bit of pink and red, and they're all intertwined to give it a really exotic, tropical-looking feel to it. And then we added Tropicana Gold, and that is a yellow and a lime green stripes all the way through, very strong, with a beautiful orange and yellow flower. It opens up and it's really very exotic in its own right, the flower. Forgot to mention that the Tropicana, the first one, with all the exotic stripes coming through it, has a bright, bright orange flower. And then ultimately, we have a Tropicana Black, and really dark foliage, large, voluptuous type of leaves, and then a striking, bright scarlet red flower on top. And they really, really, you have them in the garden in summer, and they really, really pop.
They are so incredible. The first time I saw cannas, I was at Disney, and they looked like tobacco. Great big plants, big leaves, kind of an orangey red flower on top. You know, really didn't do much for me. But when yours came, oh, they are incredible. And it's something that, if you're listening to the show, I want you to look for this plant. It's absolutely incredible. Now, today I want you to talk a little bit about using these cannas in a shallow pond.
Yeah, the Tropicana, it's one of the great diversities about it. It doesn't mind getting wet, and I mean really wet feet, even though it can grow in a traditional garden, and it does grow in a traditional garden. It can take the totally opposite and being grown actually in a pond. There's a couple of steps that you have to do to grow a plant in a pond, and invariably, like, you normally buy one when it's in leaf and in bloom, and to make it, if I can call it, pond ready, there's a couple of things that you really have to do. Plants that grow in a pond like a clay mixed soil, if you can get that. If you haven't got a clay mixed soil, then you either get a bit of sand and a few rocks as the base. So a couple of real simple steps to go forward is that you get a spare pot, and it really doesn't need holes in it. You can have one without holes, whatever is suitable to you. If you have one with holes, you put a bit of burlap or something like that in the bottom to stop the dirt coming out the strips at the, or the little holes in the bottom, to make your soil or your water dirty. So you cover those up. You get some clay soil and mix it with a bit of the pond water to make it a bit like a, it's almost as though you're playing kid stuff, to make it really messy and smooth and everything. Then you get the plant out of your original pot, shake off loosely most of the potting mix in there, put it back into this new pot, get a lot of this clay or sand, and just lightly fill it around the almost exposed roots at this stage, and make sure that the top of the corm is about 2 inches below the lip of the pot. And then you fill the whole pot with this clay or sand and just slowly shake it down. And then to finish off, I would put some white pebbles or something on the top 1 inch to make it look, inverted commas, a little bit pretty in the pond. And then slowly sink the pot into the pond, and knowing that you're going to get a little bit of air and bubbles coming through from the soil, and that's got to come out slowly. And then once you've got it in there, you can just leave it. And then, so long as, and of course you've got to have a warmish area, because the canna, once it's in the water, will need a lot of light and as much sunshine as possible. And then that's all you do to it.
How about fertilizer?
You can add a little bit of fertilizer, a little bit careful, because it depends what else you've got in your pond. If I was going to use fertilizer, Paul, I'd use one that was a little bit less nitrogen. In other words, a little bit more potash and phosphorus, the P and the K in the NPK mix, but less nitrogen.
Okay. Now, for people that have a whiskey barrel, like on the end of their driveway, wouldn't this make a great plant to put in a big container like that?
Oh, yeah. Once you've got a barrel, it opens up a whole lot of opportunities. I'd put a canner in the middle, and then I'd get some other plants, like that would be a thriller in this would be a thriller, filler, and spiller. So the Tropicana you put in the middle of the whiskey barrel, then around the middle you'd put in some other plants that grow to around about 12 inches high, and then on the edge of the barrel you'd put creeper plants that creep over the edge of the barrel. And before you know it, they all intermingle each other, and you've got a beautiful showstopper. It looks
now
terrific.
You were one of the things that you were talking about with this Tropicana canna is that you should place this plant so that you can see the sun coming through it, and it would look just like stained glass. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, that was a real surprise for me, because when I first saw the plant and I saw these exciting colours on the leaf, that already set my heart racing. But then when we had it in the garden and the sun was going down, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was coming through the leaf, the sun was shining through the leaf, it became iridescent. It totally iridescences the leaf on the other side of where the sun's coming through. I have never seen a plant that changes and creates such colour with the sun sitting behind it. It is stunning.
It really, yeah. The one that I had last year, I had the original. And
yes.
I had one in my pond, and I had one on my deck. And just like you said, when the sun began to set, I could see the sun coming through it, and it was incredible. And the other thing that, just so that people understand, that black Tropicana, it looks similar, at least I think it looks similar, to the sweet potato vine, that chocolate-colored foliage. Would you agree with that, or is it more on the purple side?
No, it's we've seen it. If you get the good enough light through it or into it with the in the growing, it comes this deep, dark chocolate color. It's, you know, it's a blacky chocolate is the best way of describing it. And I've seen other areas, and it gets really, really dark. But it is the voluptuousness of the foliage itself plus the dark color, and then the scarlet flower that sits on top that creates this whole change in the garden.
Yeah, the flowers are so unique, and the plant is so unique. If you're listening to us this morning, you have to try and find this plant. And when we come back, I'll have Anthony tell you when they'll be available and where you can find them.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula, and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonine Moltox Stew will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamentals with Bonine Oil and Lime Sulfur Spray. This product kills the disease spores, insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plants, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and Lime Sulfur Spray contain no chemicals. All organic.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that thousands of industrial toxins, including aluminum, heavy metals like mercury and lead, and even nuclear radiation, have contaminated the air, food, and water supply and are lodged inside your body? These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-round remedy to safely and effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try a Liquid Zeolite today.
Good morning and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Anthony Tesler from Australia, and we've been talking about a very unique canna called Tropicana canna. When will the plants be available to be purchased at the local garden center?
The Tropicanas will be start becoming available around about May, June. These are all grown in various areas around the U.S., and certain areas that they're a little bit warmer, they'll be a bit earlier. And if you're like in your area in Maine, a bit cooler, that'll be approximately June by the time they're available.
Okay. And how about the website, Anthony, where they can actually see this plant and find a store that they can purchase the plant at?
Sure. If they look on the website, they'll see some of the photos and understand why you and I are getting excited about the foliage colour on the Tropicanas. And it also says, you know, in the major box stores or independents, don't go too early because they're not going to be available until it said May or June. But just ask your garden centre about Tropicana and they should be able to get it in for you.
Yeah, what they should do is go to the garden center now and say, listen, I heard Paul and Anthony on radio. Get this plant for me.
Yep, that'll work.
Now,
because then they'll
work for
sure. They'll get them.
Now, you have created a new hydrangea, and hydrangeas in the Northeast are real, real popular right now. Can you tell us about the one that you have developed?
Yes, it's a new variety called Strawberries and Cream. It's a macrophylia. In other words, it shows that there's beautiful flowers on the edge, and inside you've got this beautiful white center. We've called it Strawberries and Cream because that's exactly when you look at this plant, you see this lush raspberry red flowers and this beautiful soft white center, and then the foliage color is a really rich green because some of the foliages can be different colors, but this is a lush, rich green. A really, really nice plant.
Now, this is different than the most of the hydrangeas that people are going to find at their nursery. This is something that will be available as a gift plant around Mother's Day, right?
That's correct, yes. It's a lace cap type, but as a gift plant around Mother's Day, great to bring inside. And then when it's finished, you can put it outside on the deck and trim the old flowers off And there's a good chance, if you've got a nice summer, and give it a handful of the Espoma fertilizer around the base of the plant once you've cut the old flower stems off, and then there's a fair chance it will come back and bloom again for you.
That's wonderful. Now, I live in Maine. We have a lot of people who live in northern New England, New York State, Pennsylvania, where the weather gets cold, and being that we're talking about this as a gift plant, if we get this plant for Mother's Day,
yep,
and we repot it because it takes a lot of water, can we put it in the basement for the winter because it probably won't survive, and then bring it back up and regrow it on that deck the following spring?
Oh, not a problem. All they don't want is they don't want the freezing temperatures because that'll kill the plant. If you have it, you love it, you just put that plant in the pot, in the basement, and just let it settle down there and then bring it out again in late spring. And then, because you can't bring it out if there's still a lot of freeze around. So you bring it out in late spring, put it on the deck, and it'll come out and you'll be beautifully surprised again.
Wow. Now, you have a second one, from what I'm told, besides the strawberries and cream. What's the second new hybrid that you had just developed?
The next one is blueberries and cream. Again, as a gift line, again, it's a lace cap, blue, and again, because of the white center, reminiscence of cream, so blueberries and cream is the first year this year that some of those are going to become available.
Incredible. Now, they can go to your website, Anthony. Can you give us that so people can go get more information about these two plants?
Sure. It's www.tesselaar.com.
Wonderful. Anthony, thank you.
So that problem I asked you to take care of.
Hey, forget about it.
And the mealybug that ruined my prized azaleas.
Made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
And the fruit flies.
Tonight, they sleep with the fishes.
Hit 'em hard, hit 'em first with Pure Spray Green, the all-in-one organic pesticide that actually works on flowers, fruits, vegetables, shrubs, and trees, both indoors and out. Pure Spray Green from the makers of Clear Choice. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy 3 or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your garden soil had a checkup lately? Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your garden this year, maximize your soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. For maximum yields, start with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Don from New Hampshire with a question about hydrangeas.
Hey, Don, good morning. How can we help you with your hydrangea this morning?
Good morning to you, Paul. How are you?
Great, and yourself?
Great. I'm on a mission. I am looking for heard the original hydrangea Mother's Day one they were just talking about a minute ago with the guest.
Mm-hmm.
This is a ruby slipper dwarf oak leaf hydrangea. It's a multiple. And we have looked everywhere for it. We have a friend that's having a wedding this coming spring, and summer, and would like to see if she could find this for a pot of her flowers. Have you heard of such a thing?
I haven't, but I'll see if I can find it for you. It's called a ruby
slipper. Yep, slipper, S-L-I-P-P-E-R, dwarf,
yep.
Oak leaf, hydrangea.
Oak leaf.
So the oak leaf branch, I guess there's several different types of them. I'm sure it's a hybrid of some sort or Asian or something.
Yeah.
Like Joe Rich.
Yeah. Yeah, because
we're looking
the
at everywhere
oak
we go,
leaf.
We're finding it sold out and just needed to look for it. Find out where it was.
Okay, I'll tell you what I'll do. Let me see if I can find out where I can find it for you. In the meantime, what you can do is send me an email.
Okay.
And that way I can get in contact with you. My email address is p Parent, P-A-R-E-N-T, at roadrunner.com.
Okay.
And because that, if it's an oak leaf variety, an oak leaf variety is wicked hardy, and the oak leaf is one of the few varieties of hydrangea that will grow in the shade. So I'm guessing by the name that it is either a deep pink to a red variety of oak leaf hydrangea, and they are wonderful. I know on Cape Cod, the oak leaf does very well. I planted a couple of varieties at my home in Maine, and I originally planted them in a shaded area, and it did great. And just by chance, I was driving by a new restaurant that had been built probably a year earlier in South Portland. And they had planted the common everyday oak leaf hydrangea in full sun, and it was doing unbelievable in the middle of a parking lot. And I never thought that that plant would be able to survive that type of exposure and weather. But it had been in there a whole winter. It survived, and it did very, very well. So I'm planting this spring a couple of the oak leaf in a sunny garden at my house. But let me see what I can do, see if I can find this for you. And I'll get back to you. Okay? Thank you. Great question. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Rob from Maine with a question about hydrangeas.
Hey, Rob, good morning. How can we help you out today with your garden?
Hi, Paul. I have several varieties of hydrangea. I've got a tree. I've got a climbing vine, and I've got bushes, and they all need to be pruned, and I don't know how to do it.
Okay. The tree is probably a late summer, early fall flowering one?
Yes.
Okay. That one you can prune right now. That is a variety called PG hydrangea. And there are a lot of new varieties of PG. And I'll tell you, if you can prune them in the spring of the year, it will encourage the plant to become thicker and fuller, and it will produce double the amount of flowers. And the other thing that it does when you prune the tree hydrangea, it keeps it more compact, and there's less of a chance of having ice and snow damage on the plant during the winter than letting it have branches 3 or 4 feet tall. I have two tree hydrangea. One is the common white that turns pink, and then one is one of the newer hybrids. And usually around April 1st, I will cut the plant back by about a third. The vine type, if you can prune the tips of the plants, it will encourage it to produce side branches, and that will make it spread and cover a larger area. You may delay the blooming a little bit, but you will encourage a lot of new side shoots. And believe me, that will make that plant take off. And there's nothing prettier than a climbing hydrangea. It will stick to wood. It will stick to brick. It will stick to concrete and even metal. And it's a wonderful hydrangea. Now, the other hydrangea, if it is one that starts off white and then turns green, blooming early in the year, that is one called Annabelle. and it's done blooming by the time that the blue hydrangea come. And the Annabelle can be pruned back right now. Doesn't matter. Just cut it back by a third to 50%. It will encourage it to give you thicker branches, and it's going to be better able to produce a larger bloom without falling over, because the Annabelle can produce balls 10 to 12 inches in diameter. It gets top heavy, and boom, they all lay over. If you can prune them, it encourages what's left of the stem, and I cut mine back by a third. The stem will get thicker, and over a three-year period, they'll stand straight up in the air, no more laying over. Now, your summer blooming hydrangea, what you want to do, and this year it's been so mild that I don't think that anybody, no matter where you live, have had any winter damage on the blue or the pink summer flowering. Excuse me, hydrangea. And you prune to control the height of the plant and to encourage the plant to become bushier. The way the weather's been, I would start pruning them now. But I usually target around April 1st. You know, today is March 25th. You're only talking a week. The weather's good. The plant's dormant. So you can cut them back at this time of the year.
Do you cut all of it? I mean, it looks like some of the shoots are older shoots, and some have new buds on them. Do you trim everything back?
I just trim on, this is on the tree or on the bush?
The shrubs.
I only prune to control the height and the size of the plant. So any of the new shoots that are coming out of the ground, leave those alone. The ones that are really big and tall and tend to flop over, then cut those back. And the newer varieties that we have today, excuse me, the newer varieties that we have today flower on the new growth as well as the older. So by pruning them back by a third, you'll encourage some new growth, and they'll flower even more. And this is the time that you can do that. You also want to start cutting back privet. If you have a privet hedge, now's the time to cut it back. Any plant that does not flower. So if you have barberry, if you have burning bush, and they're becoming too big, privet hedge, say to the plant, I'm doing this for your own good. Cut it back, feed it. It will respond with a lot of new shoots. You'll end up with a plant that doesn't cover your windows. The new growth will come in, it will fill it in, and your plant will look great. And then any of your non-flowering evergreen, juniper, yews, hemlocks, arborvitae, you can start pruning those now. But you don't prune anything that makes a bloom. Because if you prune azaleas now, you'll take off the flowers. If you prune rhododendron now, you'll take off the flowers. So anything that's not blooming, you can cut at this time. In the daylight today, get out there and let's get it done. Thank you. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Give us a call and we'll help you to get some yard work done. It's time. It is spring after all. The other thing is crabgrass control. If you had crabgrass, get it on your lawn now. Don't wait. Get it on the lawn now. And that way it will have time to, for the rain to dissolve it, to change it to a liquid, to create a barrier that will kill a seed. So get out there and let's clean it. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Marge from New Hampshire with a question about Rose of Sharon.
Hey, Marge, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
You've half answered my question with this last person you talked to. It was for pruning a Rose of Sharon. I wondered when the proper time was to do that. It's gotten over 6 feet tall.
You know, Rose of Sharon, and I'm so glad you called. Rose of Sharon is one of those plants that's the exception. Rose of Sharon is a flowering plant.
Yeah.
It flowers in the summer. And it's a plant that, as you said, will get really, really, really tall and sometimes not very full.
Mm-hmm.
And Rose of Sharon will make its flowers on the new growth. So you can take Rose of Sharon today, walk up to the plant, look at it, and if it's growing tall and skinny and there's no body to it, take a third to 50% of that plant off. Fertilize it with Plant Tone. It's an all-organic fertilizer, or the Dr. Earth Tree and Shrub, and watch out.
Want a great-looking, carefree lawn? Get proactive by improving your soil with Jonathan Green Organics. At the very root, Jonathan Green Organics create the ideal conditions in the soil to grow a beautiful lawn. And they're formulated with complex organic feed-grade ingredients, so they're safe to use around kids and pets. Rejuvenate your lawn with our organic lawn fertilizer, fortified with amino acids and humates to improve soil life. For poor soil conditions, use Natural Beauty Lawn Fertilizer to increase root growth and enhance water retention. Apply MagiCal Soluble Calcium to balance your soil's pH levels, reduce stress, and release trapped nutrients. Just one bag of MagiCal is the equivalent of using up to 10 bags of regular lime. And stop weeds before they sprout with our Organic Weed Control Plus Fertilizer. The new American Lawn by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Lawn Pro 4-Step Program. You know, my wise old Uncle Angus always said that without great struggle and mental anguish, there can be no great reward. Well, clearly he never knew about this 4-Step Program from Scott's, as in 4 simple steps to your best lawn ever. Scott's has taken all the confusion and guesswork out of lawn care. Each package is clearly marked with what to apply, when to do so, even in what order. It's a no-brainer, lads. And each step is formulated to provide your grass with the right type of food or weed control at just the right time. So your efforts are rewarded with a lawn that not only looks fantastic, but can also better defend itself from future problems. Get started with Scott's 4-Step Program this weekend. And remember, it's only available at your nearest independent hardware store or garden center. To learn more, go to scotts.com. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Tom, who do we have?
Next up, we've got Chet from New Hampshire with a question about seedlings.
Hey, Chet, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. I have some seedlings, several of them, about 20 of them, and they're about 20 inches tall, and I'm concerned. I'm not concerned, but I'd like to know when's the best time to transplant, whether in the spring or in the fall, and when do I prune them for the best time?
What kind of seedlings do you have, Chet?
Blue spruce, about 20 inches tall.
Okay, and what size containers are they in now?
I have them in the ground now, but I want to move them, so I was wondering when the best time is to transplant them in the spring or in the fall, and when should I prune them?
I would transplant them now.
Okay.
See, if you can dig them now, the blue spruce is still dormant, and it hasn't started to grow. So what will happen is, if you can get as big of a root ball as possible, it will make it easier for the plant to really take off for you. And right now, by moving it, it will have all spring, all summer, and in the fall to grow for you, and then in the fall to get ready for the winter. Sometimes when you transplant evergreens and you do it late in the year and we have a harsh winter, they don't survive very well. So I would dig them in the next couple of weeks, relocate them to a sunny area. Now, blue spruce, if you keep them in the sun, the color will be better. If you put them where they're going to get some shade, you're going to lose some of that blue coloration, and they'll be blue-green rather than blue. Okay? So add some compost, really condition the soil, keep them nice and wet. And then as far as pruning, wait till they get up to be maybe a couple of feet tall, and what you would prune, would you never touch the top. So your main leader, leave that guy alone, because if you cut the main leader, two will begin to form, and now you'll have a forked top on your plant, and you'll lose that nice conical shape. So leave the top alone. If when you plant them, you have one of the branches that looks to be a lot larger than the others, then I would prune it now. But normally, your spruces, at least all of your Christmas tree growers, they prune their trees in the late summer when the new growth has begun to get firm and nice and hard, just to control the shape of the tree and to encourage new buds. So when I was working retail, I would visit the Christmas tree growers during July, and it would be shearing at that point. And they said by shearing it in July, it prevented the new growth from getting longer, but it encouraged the branch that you cut to make side buds, which the following year made the plant even thicker and fuller, because it encouraged where you made the cut to make the side buds, and instead of the plant getting longer and longer and longer, it got 3, 4, 5 new shoots, and they were fuller. So for now, dig them, plant them just like a brand new plant. Add some compost, animal manure, if the soil is sandy, some soil moist, and to encourage that plant to grow, use the liquid Thrive. And you can buy that at all garden centers. It's a liquid mycorrhizae called Plant Thrive. And it really does help. Now, if your soil is really sandy, dig a big hole and put in some good soil. There's a company called Black Gold, and they're potting soil. They're adding coconut fiber, and coconut fiber holds water like a sponge. See if you can find it. Blend it in with your existing soil, and it will help it to stay moist, especially during the heat of summer.